Discuss the genesis of a particular poem you have submitted to Fish House. Maybe it's worth talking about used books, which I think began in a very unique and random way. When I was completing an MFA degree, I had to read numerous books of poetry within a short period of time, maybe around 200. Some of the authors were completely new to me. In order to afford buying all these books, I had to buy many of them used through Amazon. And among these was Elizabeth Bishop's Geography 3. When I received the book, my attention went from reading the poems themselves to reading the annotations that previous readers had left there. Her book was filled with red notes, long analytical lines, which seemed to have been written by literature students or students of a master's program like the one I was in, or maybe by teachers. But there were also other notes in blue or black ink. There were notes by a reader, which I could tell did not read the book, because he had to. Those notes were brief, more concise, but more essential, more philosophical. And the ones in blue, it's strange, but I didn't stop to analyze Bishop's poems. Instead, my imagination started revolving around these people, wondering who were the ones who had owned this book before me. What did they do for a living? In what circumstances did they read Bishop's poetry? Were they feeling good or empty emotionally? So this whole conspiracy rose in my head of trying to imagine the people who were placing their own lives and words on top of Bishop's life and words.